唱的这首诗歌是一首非常好的诗歌。
Earlier, a brother led us to sing a hymn, which is a very good hymn indeed.
这是Thomas Ding写的。
This is written by Brother Thomas.
他写了差不多有一千或者一两千首的诗歌。
He has written maybe 1,000 or 2,000 hymns.
有几首诗歌是弟兄姊妹都很喜欢唱的。
There are few hymns that are favorites of our brothers and sisters.
这是其中的一首。
And this is one of them.
汤姆斯 弟兄他是生长在一个清寒的家庭里头。
This brother Thomas was born in a very poor family.
他是 Kentucky 的人。
He is from Kentucky.
那么这个因着家境清寒，身体也不算太好。
Because his family was so poor, and also because he was not of good health.
所以他大概高中读完，就他就失学了。
So after he could not finish school beyond high school.
他做了许多的方面的工作。
But then he has done much work in many areas.
那换来换去的。
He has done many jobs and he has changed many, many jobs.
因为他很喜欢那个写诗歌。
Because he is very, he liked to write hymns very much.
所以巡礼会他们就这个请他做他们的这个传道人。
So one denomination invited him to be their pastor.
那是因着他身体的缘故。
But because of his health.
他就不能应付这个需要。
He was not able to fulfill the job.
他就辞职去做一个这个一个保险业的这个推销员。
So he quit his job and became involved in the insurance business.
这样可以做也可以不做。
Therefore he could work at will.
那么我们可想而知他是很清寒的。
So you could tell that he is indeed poor.
那么但是他最喜欢的就是写诗歌。
But his favorite thing is to write hymns.
有一位弟兄他这个他做了一首那个曲子，这个词曲子。
One brother wrote the melody.
他觉得就很好。
He thought it was very good.
可惜没有合适的那个词配上去。
However, there weren't appropriate words for this melody.
他就想到汤姆斯弟兄。
And so he thought about Brother Thomas.
请他那个写一首诗。
So they asked him to write the words.
并且给他出个题目，就是其实那个题目就是活着为耶稣。
And the brother who wrote the melody also asked, has named the melody already. It's Living for Jesus.
这个汤姆斯弟兄觉得这很难接受。
Brother Thomas felt that it was very hard for him to accept this assignment.
没有这样的能力。
Because he did not have this ability.
他恐怕不能应付这一件事。
So he probably could not handle this matter.
但是因为弟兄这样约请他。
However, upon the invitation of this other brother,
他就接受下来。
He accepted the assignment.
两个礼拜呀，他就把它做出来了。
In 2 weeks, he wrote this hymn.
所以这样的快，那你就知道，并不是他自己能做出来的。
Because it was so fast, he knew that it was not him who could write this hymn.
弟兄没有人告诉我们是为什么缘故。
The brother did not tell us why.
但是我相信他在觉得自己不能的时候啊，一定是在主面前一直祷告。
But I believe that when the brother felt that he could not fulfill this assignment, he would be praying without ceasing before the Lord.
因着圣灵感动的缘故，他就写出这一首诗。
And because he was moved by the Holy Spirit, he wrote this hymn.
并且这首诗歌写的也非常的好。
And this hymn was very well written.
所以是。不是出于他，那是出于圣灵的感动。
So it was not out of him, but out of the moving of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们有理由相信这件事。
So we have it's legitimate for us to believe this.
这个诗歌弟兄姊妹很喜欢唱。
Brothers and sisters all love this hymn.
当然还有诗歌像也是他写的，就我要像你。
There's another hymn that he wrote, which is "Oh to be like Jesus."
那么这也是弟兄姊妹很喜欢唱的。
Our brothers and sisters love that hymn too.
那么还有诗歌。
And there's another hymn.
这你的信实和广大。
How great is your faithfulness?
当然，对呀。当然他写的诗歌有好多首。
He has written many, many hymns.
其中弟兄姊妹所喜欢的，他也最得意的有好几首。
And there were many, many songs that was of his favorite.
这我不过是我举出几个例子就是了。
I was only listing a few examples.
那么像他的信实和广大我很喜欢。
I really like the hymn, How Great is His Faithfulness.
我还不知道是他写的我就早就喜欢这首诗歌了。
Before I even knew he wrote this hymn, I liked this hymn.
因为诗歌实在是一唱就把里头的感觉都唱出来了。
Because once you sing that hymn, you brought forth all the feelings inside.
因为我看见我们的主实在是信实的主。
Because it shows us how our Lord is faithful.
在一切的环境里头。
Under all circumstances.
在一切事情上面。
In all matters,
他从来不失信了。
And he is always faithful.
所以他的话告诉我们说，
His word tells us,
我们纵然失信，
even though we are faithless,
他仍然是可信的。
He is still faithful.
因为他不背负自己。
Because he cannot deny himself.
他这样应许了，他一定要成这样成就。
Because he has promised, he will surely fulfill.
他这样说的，一定会实现的。
Because he said it, it will truly come forth.
所以我们尽管放心。
So we just need to be at ease.
有主的应许，我们就相信。
Because we have the promise of the Lord,
we will believe. 那主一定照着我们所信的成就在我们的身上。
And the Lord will accomplish according to what we believe in.
因为我们的神呢是信实的。
Because our God is faithful.
不仅在我们身上。
Not only faithful to us,
教会身上
is also faithful to the church.
在整个世界、整个宇宙中间，我们
的
神是信实的。
Our Lord is faithful.
他的信实实在是超过我们所能完全领会的。
We can hardly fathom his faithfulness.
那所以今天我们就又请弟兄选这首诗歌。
So that's why we asked the brother to choose his hymn.
我想我们唱这个诗歌了，那我们就可能就我们就会知道，那我所讲的题目了。
Since we've sang this hymn, we probably know what the topic of today is.
因为上一次我讲的时候也唱这首诗歌了。
Last time I preached, we also sang this hymn.
不晓得弟兄们还记得不记得
？I don't know whether you remember or not.
那我所讲的题目就是活着为耶稣。
My topic is how to live for Christ.
或者为了主耶稣而活。
How to live for the Lord Jesus.
都是一样的。
It's the same thing.
我们先读两处圣经。
Let's read two scripture passages.
一处圣经就是在哥林多后书第五章十四节。
The first passage is found in 2 Corinthians 5:14.
十四和十五节两节。
Verse 14 and 15.
还是请我们大家一起读好。
Let's read together.
愿乃基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活。乃为替他们死而复活的主活，并且这里说到他替众人死。
Here it mentioned he died for all.
那一方面是为了成功完全的救。
Because he needs to accomplish the perfect salvation.
解决了整个宇宙之间难处。
So it can be the solution of the problem to the entire universe.
还有另外一方面。
On the other hand.
那就是对我们来说。
It's speaking to us.
对我们这信主人来说。
To us who have believed in the Lord.
说他这样的替我们众人死，那是为了叫我们活着，不再为自己活。
He died for all, so that we who live should no longer live for ourselves.
乃为替我们死而复活的主活。
But for him who died and rose again on our behalf.
我们再读加拉太书。
And then we are going to read Galatians.
加拉太书第二章
Chapter 2
也是大家很熟悉的。
It's also a familiar passage to all of us.
十九节到二十一节。
Verses 19 through 21.
No, 十九节、二十节两节。
Only verses 19 and 20.
啊，对不起。我们提读好吧。我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。我已经与基督同定十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是为在我里面的，并且如今是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。好，我们再有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们再把这一段时间交托在主的手中。
Lord, we entrust into your gracious hands the time following.
主，你知道我们是何等的需要你。
Lord, you know how much we need you.
我们讲的人和听的弟兄姊妹，我们都需要主。
We who speak and we who listen, we all need you.
我们一面需要主的同在。
On one hand, we need your presence.
另外也需要主赐给我们合适的话语。
On the other hand, we also ask the Lord to grant us appropriate words.
把你的心意能讲得清楚。
So that you can pour forth your heart.
也让我们弟兄姊妹能有个柔软的心。
And also give all the brothers and sisters a soft heart.
能够接受你的话。
So that we can receive your word.
做我们的生命。
So that it could become our life.
也成我们生活的意义。
And it becomes the meaning of our life.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen. 我刚才说过，今天说要和弟兄姊妹所交通的就是这个活着为耶稣。
Earlier, I mentioned that I'm going to fellowship with you the topic of living for Jesus.
或者说，不为自己活，乃为的为我死而复活的主活的。
In other words, not living for ourselves, but living for the Lord who has died and rose for us.
上次我也说过，这是主救恩的目的。
Earlier, last time I shared with you that this was the end of salvation.
刚才我已经提到。
Earlier, someone mentioned.
主为我们成功救恩，一面解决了所我们所有的问题。
Because of his salvation, it has answered all our problems.
另外一方面，引导他这样爱激励我们的缘故。
And also because the love that constrains us.
也让我们这些活着的人不再为自己活。
So that we who live do not live for ourselves.
乃为的，乃为我死而复活的主活。
But for him who died and rose for us.
这是主成功救恩的一个目的。
This is the purpose for which he accomplished salvation.
那么这也是我们生活的意义。
This is also the meaning for our life.
主乃是要我们为着他而活的。
The Lord wants us to live for him.
当然今天有好多人为了这件事为了那一件事而活。
Today a lot of people live for this matter or that matter.
我们虽然已经蒙恩得救了，但许多时候我们还是为了自己而活。
Even though we have been saved by grace, a lot of times we're still living for ourselves.
我们为着自己家庭，为着自己的工作。
For our families and our careers.
我们也为着自己身体健康而活着。
And for our health, we also live for that.
我们很少想到我们应该为着主而活。
Very rarely do we think about living for the Lord.
但是这里给我看，若主爱激励我们的话。
But here it shows us that if the love of the Lord constrains us.
那我们就愿意把我们自己完全奉献给主。
Then we're totally willing to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
叫我们只为着主而活，不为着自己而活。
So that we live for the Lord and not for ourselves.
自己为着自己而活，到末了都是虚空的。
To live for ourselves toward the end is all vanity of vanities.
只有当我们为着主而活时，这个才有永存的价值。
If we only live for the Lord, then it has some eternal value.
这个才是我们那个生活的意义。
And that is the meaning of our lives.
我们看见我们的主耶稣，他在地上的时候。
We see that when the Lord was on this earth,
他就是为着神而活的一个人。
He was living for God.
在凡事上都是为着神的荣耀。
He lived for God for His glory in all things.
为着神的心得着满足。
So that God's heart can be satisfied.
他是一个完全为着神而活的一个人。
He was someone who totally lived for God.
这主给我们做了一个好的榜样。
So the Lord has set a good example before us.
就是要我们今天活着，不为着自己活，为着那为我们死而复活的主活。
So that today we can live not for ourselves, but for Him who died and rose again for us.
什么叫做为着神而活呢？
But what does it mean to live for God?
为着神而活就是把神在彰显出来。
To live for God is to manifest Him.
上次我也说过，不是我们为着神做出多少的工作。
Last time we also mentioned it's not that how much work we have done for God.
或者成功一些的事业。
Or whether we have accomplished certain things.
这一个神不并不已经叫神得的心，叫主得的心得的满足。
This may not fully satisfy God's heart.
我想弟兄姊妹都记得马太福音第七章那里主说的话。
I think brothers and sisters all remember the word of the Lord from Matthew 7.
将来有许多人到我面前说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉着你名传道，奉你名赶鬼，奉着你名行许多异能吗？
At that time, many people will say, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
虽然他们做了这么多的工作，
even though they have done so much work,
可能他们所做的都是很有果效的。
Maybe their work was even effective.
但是主说，我从来不称许你们。
But then the Lord said, I do not command you.
你们这些自恶的人离开我去吧。
You who do evil, depart from me.
好像我们这个说的太严重了。
It seems that these are serious, too serious a word.
他们实在为了主做了许多的事。
Truly, they have done much work for the Lord.
为了主花了多少的体力。
They have spent much physical effort.
但是主说，你们说作恶的人离开我去吧。
However, the Lord said, "You who are evil, depart from me."
为什么说他们是作恶的人呢？
Why does He call them evil people?
下面主给我们解释，凡不遵行我天父旨意的人。
And he further on he explained that anyone who does not follow the will of God,
都不能进天国。
They cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
只有一般的人是能够进到那个属，能进到永世的里面。
There's only one people who can enter into the eternity.
那就是遵行天父的旨意。
It is those who follow the will of the heavenly Father.
我们的主在地上时候就是这样。
Our Lord who lived on this earth.
他在一切事上遵行天父的旨意。
He followed the Father in all matters.
在一切事都讨父的喜欢。
In all matters, he was trying to please his Father.
不是他要做这件做那一件事。
Not that he wanted to do this or that.
若是他要做事情的话，那这个他的工作不晓得怎样的伟大。
If you want to do anything, it would be glorious.
远超过我们今天所有的工作的总和。
It would far exceed the sum of all works of today.
但是主在地上不是为了这些事情。
However, the Lord was not for these things when he was on this earth.
虽然他也叫瞎子看见，瘸子行走，长大麻风得了洁净。
Even though he has also healed the blind and healed the leprosy.
他也叫死人复活。
And he also raised the dead.
好像做了许多伟大的事业。
And it's as if he has done many, many wondrous things.
最主要的一件事情。
However, the most important thing.
主乃是把神活出来的。
Was to live out God.
约翰告诉说，从来没有人看见过神。
John told us that no one has seen the Father.
只有在父怀里独生子把他表明出来。
The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
我们主在地上最重要的一件事情。
The most important thing that the Lord did on this earth.
就是把神活出来。
Was to live out God.
给我们看见那个创造在住在人所不能靠近之光里面的神是怎样一位神。
To show us this God who cannot be approachable but lives in light.
不仅给我们看见他的作为。
Not only do we see the deeds of God.
更是给我们看见他所是的。
We also see what God is.
他是那位慈爱的神。
He is a loving God.
他是那位诚实的神。
He is an honest God.
他是那位荣耀的神。
He is a glorious God.
主耶稣把神而彰显出来。
The Lord Jesus has fully manifested.
让我们看见我们的神他是怎样的一位。
So that we can see what our God is.
这就是他地上生活的最主要的一个目的。
This is the primary, the most important reason for which he lived on this earth.
把神这活出来。
Which is to live out this God.
所以你记得在约翰福音第十四章里头，他有个门徒叫腓力。
So you remember in John 14, there's a disciple called Philip.
孙正跟他讲，他说：“主啊，若是你把父显给我们看，我们就知足了。”
He said, if you had shown me the Father, we would be satisfied. It is enough for us.
主对他说，腓力，你和我同在这么长久的时间。
So the Lord said to Philip, you have been with me for such a long time.
你还不认识我吗？
Do you not know me?
你看见了我。
You see me.
就是看见了父。
That means you have seen the Father.
无论他所说的话也。
Whatever he says,
无论他的行动，
whatever his deeds,
无论他的生活，
whatever his life,
无论他的工作，
whatever his work,
在一切事情上面，
in all matters,
就是把神彰显出来。
He manifested God.
所以他对腓力说，你看见我就是看见了父。
Therefore he said to Philip, if you see me, you've seen the Father.
你怎么说会把再把父显给你看呢？
So why do I have to show you the Father again?
那父在我里面，我在父里面，你不信吗？
I am in the Father and the Father is in me. 主人主
不仅是和父是紧紧联合在一起的。
So the Father and the Son are closely intertwined.
并且整个的生活是把父的而彰显出来。
And the Son's entire life is to manifest the Father.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们生活的意义。
Brothers and sisters, this is our meaning.
今天我们若是要为了主而活的。
Today, if you want to live for the Lord.
也是这样。
It is likewise.
把主彰显出来。
We have to manifest the Lord.
因为我们的主他已经死了。
Because our Lord has died.
他也从死里复活。
And he has been risen from the dead.
他也升到天上。
And he has ascended on high.
人就看不见他了。
No one can see him now.
那今天人怎么知道主耶稣是活的呢？
So how do people know that the Lord is living?
怎么知道主耶稣基督他是怎样一位呢？
So how do they know what this Lord is?
那是借着我们。
It is through us.
主把我们留在地上的目的就是为了来把他的表现出来。
The reason why the Lord has left us on this earth was to manifest him.
不是为他做为他做工。
It is not to do his work.
乃是把他那活出来。
But is to lift him out.
看见主耶稣基督。
So that when people see the Lord.
让人在家庭里头那儿看见主耶稣。
So that the family can see the Lord.
让人在教会当中看见主耶稣。
So in the church we can see the Lord.
让人在我们工作场合里头也看见主耶稣。
So even at our jobs they can see Jesus.
在什么地方。
No matter where you are,
我们都是主耶稣基督的代表。
We're all representatives of the Lord.
我们不仅代表他。
Not only do we represent him,
并且我们都是主耶稣所，主耶稣所是的。
We're also who he is.
让人看见我们，就是看见了主耶稣。
So when others see us, they see the Lord.
我们要看见弟兄姊妹，我们要知道主所给我们这个使命。
So we have to know this commission that the Lord has granted us.
我们要知道主所给我们的托付。
We have to know this entrustment by the Lord.
他不是把工作托付给我们，他乃是把他自己托付给我们。
He did not entrust us with work, but he has entrusted himself.
要我们把他那儿活出来。
So that we can live out his life.
把他彰显出来。
So we can manifest
that. 所以无论是弟兄姊妹做什么事，
so whatever things we do,
不是对错的问题，
it's not whether it's done correctly or incorrectly,
不是理由的问题，
it's not whether you're reasonable or not.
我们要看见这件事能不能彰显主耶稣。
The crux of the issue is whether we can manifest the Lord.
主耶稣是不是这样？
Is the Lord this way?
若是不是这样的话，
if he is not this way,
我们就再有最好的理由。
Even if we have the best rationale,
我们仍然是错误的。
We are still wrong.
因为主耶稣不是这样。
Because the Lord is not the same.
这和主给我们的使命不相同。
Because this is not comparable with the commission of the Lord.
这和我们生活的意义不一样。
This is not comparable with the purpose of our life.
上次我也和弟兄姊妹提到在腓立比书。
Last time I mentioned Philippians to the brothers and sisters.
那保罗曾经说过。
Paul said this.
照着我所切慕所盼望的，没有一件事情叫我失望。
According to my earnest expectation and hope, that I shall not be put to shame in anything.
无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
But that with all boldness, Christ shall even now, as always, be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death.
保罗在地上，他无论在怎样环境里头，他总是以他一个羡慕，一个盼望。
So under all circumstances and conditions of life, Paul had this hope.
把主在那儿彰显出来。
He wanted to manifest Christ.
当在捆锁中间的时候
，Even when he was in prison,
他把主彰显出来。
He manifested Christ.
在侍奉中间的时候
，When he served,
他把主彰显出来。
He manifested the Lord.
当在生活里面
，In his life,
他把主彰显出来。
He manifested the Lord.
当他在征战当中。
When he was in struggle,
和仇敌征战的时候
，When he was struggling with the enemy,
也是把主在彰显出来。
He also manifested the Lord.
无论在怎样的环境里
，So under all circumstances,
你看见保罗，他只有一个希望。
Paul only had one hope.
他生活只有一个意义。
And there's only one purpose in his life.
就是把主耶稣基督彰显出来。
Which is to manifest the Lord
Jesus. 我们主耶稣是这样。
So the our Lord is this way.
我们也看见保罗也是这样。
And likewise, Paul was like this.
就是主他盼望全教会都是这样。
And we all desire the entire church to be like this.
我们又是读这个提摩太前书第三章。
If we read First Timothy chapter 3.
我们十五十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
这是保罗对提摩太说的。
This is the words uttered by Paul to Timothy.
倘若我单言日久。
He said, but in case I'm delayed.
你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。
And so that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the household of God.
这个家就是神的教会。
Which is the church of the living God.
真理的柱石和根基。
The pillar and support of the truth.
这是他说到神的家是怎样的家。
He mentioned the household of God.
神的家应当是一个神的教会。
The household of God should be the church of God.
是活神的教会。
It's church of the living God.
在那里神是活的。
There, God is alive.
人到他们中间之后，看见有活的神。
If people can see in their midst a lively living God,
不光是看见他们是怎样有爱心的一般人。
It's not just to see the love of those people.
也不光是听见他们讲什么道理。
And it's not just the sermons that they preach.
或者他们怎样热切。
And how earnest they were.
乃是看见他们中间活神在哪里。
But if they can see the living God among our midst.
所以看见哥林多教会就说到，若是有人到你们中间去啊。
So in the Corinthian church, Paul said, if anyone goes to you,
一进到你们中间，就把他光就显明出来了。
You can manifest his light.
说他匍匐在地。
So they can prostrate.
他就说神真是在你们中间。
So that and they would say that God truly is in your midst.
不是在那碰到一个道理的神。
It is not that you can meet a God of reasoning.
不是碰到一个人所想象出来的神。
They do not meet a God of imagination.
乃是碰到活的神。
They have actually met the living God.
在那向人显现。
As God revealing himself to man.
所以人能够在那里人把自己光景显明出来。
So their human conditions can be revealed.
人承认说神这是在你们中间。
So that they can confess that God indeed is in your midst.
这是教会的意义。
This is the purpose of the church.
第二方面。
On the second hand.
教会是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the pillar and support of the truth.
我们知道真理乃知道主耶稣基督说的。
We know that the truth refers to the Lord Jesus.
主说我就是道路真理生命。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the way, the life, and the truth.
主耶稣就是道是真理。
He himself is the truth.
真理的柱石。
And so the pillar of the truth.
和根基。
And the support of the truth.
这是教会。
This is the church.
教会乃是那个柱石的，它一方面是埋藏在下面的。
The pillar of the church on one hand is hidden on the ground.
另外一方面是显在外头的。
The other part is revealed outside.
那说到这是教会。
This refers to the church.
就是教会乃是把主耶稣埋藏在那里面的。
A true church would hide Christ inside.
在他们里面充满了主耶稣基督。
And inside them, they're filled with the Lord Jesus.
见证就是外面表现出来。
And so that their testimony can be manifested.
所以他们的生活行动。
Therefore, they're by their deeds and their words.
他们一切的表现。
And all their living.
都是把主耶稣彰显出来。
Would be to manifest the Lord Jesus.
不是在那挤来挤去的。
They're not just trying to hustle each other.
也不是在那争来争去的。
And they're not also fighting with each other.
也不是在那吵来吵去的。
They're also not arguing with each other.
那是把主耶稣活出来了。
But they're living out the Lord in them.
说他们中间说看见是主耶稣。
So they can see the Lord in their midst.
但不是他们外面的一个行为。
It is not an outward deed.
不光是外面的一个表现。
It is not just the outward appearance.
那是他们里面所存的就是主耶稣。
But they have the Lord inside.
所以外面所发表出来就是主耶稣。
So they can also manifest outwardly the Lord that is inside.
主耶稣也说，你们心里所存的，是外面就发表出来。
The Lord also says that whatever is inside your heart, you would manifest outward.
我们总是把我们里头所存的彰显出来。
The Lord will reveal what is inside us.
若是我们里头充满了主耶稣基督。
If inside we're filled with the Lord.
外面自然而然显出来的主。
Then we can manifest the Lord from the outside. If we manifest the Lord. And then we talk about the Lord.
我们那所要听的也是主。
And we want to listen.
只有我们的主最叫我们心得了满足。
Only because of the Lord that our heart is satisfied.
这见证。
This is testimony.
这教会就应该是这样。
The church should be like this.
教会就是里面充满了主耶稣。
The church should be filled with the Lord Jesus.
保罗说在里面有个宝藏啊。
The Paul said that there's a treasure inside.
这个宝藏就是主耶稣基督。
This treasure is the Lord Jesus.
他是藏在我们里面的。
He is hidden inside us.
所以自然而然我们生活行动都把主耶稣表现出来。
So very naturally in our daily lives we can manifest the Lord.
那就是我们的见证。
That is our testimony.
当保罗说到这件事情的时候
，When Paul mentioned this matter,
他不仅讲这个道理
，Not only did he talk about,
并且他看见了这个事实
，He also saw the reality.
所以他喊着说大哉。
So he said, by common confession,
敬虔的奥秘。
So this is great as the mystery of godliness.
无人不以为然。
So this is by common confession.
就是神在肉身显现。
Which is God who was revealed in the flesh.
看见这件事情。
When you can see this matter,
没有办法形容他里面的感觉。
You cannot describe his feelings inside
his heart. 他就喊着说：“大伟大，太伟大了。”
So he said, "Great is the mystery."
这就是神在肉身显现。
Which is God who was revealed in the flesh.
我们这般实在算不得什么
呀。We are worthless people.
是一般微小的人。
We are small people.
但是神那位荣耀的神。
But the glorious God would be manifested through us. That is truly a great thing. This is something that no man can imagine. Earlier when the Lord was manifesting God, he was flesh incarnate. He tabernacled among us. Likewise, today the Lord will also be manifested through us. This is also a great thing. So that by common confession, great is the mystery of godliness.
我想了想，他说无人不以为然，这个可能太过一点吧。
I thought maybe it is hard to describe this as common confession. Because a lot of people don't even believe in the Lord. And they also do not confess God.
虽然是这样,
even though it is like
this,
his feeling is still that this is by common confession. Because it is such a great
thing.
It is, has to be by common confession. Therefore, this is by common confession. Which is God who was revealed in the flesh. God was revealed from us. And this was vindicated in the Spirit.
被天使看见,
beheld by angels.
被传于外邦,
proclaimed among the nations.
被世人信服,
believed on in the world.
被接在荣耀里面,
taken up in glory.
我不能详细讲,
I cannot describe this in detail because I don't have time.
但只有这件事情,
but however, these things. Indicate that he was taken up in glory.
乃是有永存的价值的,
and that means that there is eternal value.
若是我们今天所做的事, 只有今天的价值,
if today we do things that are only of value today,
到了有一天, 这些都过去了,
then one day all things shall pass.
那就没有什么价值,
then there is not much value.
不是我们所做的事情有永存的价值,
if what we do has eternal value,
到了有一天就能接到荣耀里面,
and one day it can be taken up in glory,
在荣耀里面都蒙主称许的,
and it will be commended by the Lord.
这才是那个真实的价值,
that is true value.
弟兄姊妹, 什么事情是能够被接到荣耀里面,
brothers and sisters, what thing can be taken up in glory?
只有神在肉身显现,
it is only God who was revealed in the flesh.
借着我们活出来了,
so God was lived out through us.
借着我们把它表现出来了,
God was manifested through us.
在神看, 这件事情是有存的价值,
so this matter has eternal value.
能够存到永远,
and this can last till eternity.
说弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这是全教会,
this is for the entire church. So our individual person ought to be a manifestation of the Lord. And the entire church should be a manifestation of the Lord. So all brothers and sisters ought to be the Lord. If we do not manifest the Lord, this is truly we've fallen in short in glory. The Lord, though he loves us, he has given us this glorious responsibility. He has entrusted it to us. If we ignore it, and we are busy doing this and that on this earth, we truly fall short.
但愿主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us.
让我很清楚地记得一件事,
so that we can clearly remember one thing.
主把我们留在地上, 只有一件事,
the one reason why he left us on this earth was of just one purpose.
主在我身,这个托付,
and to have this one entrustment under all circumstances, we have to manifest the Lord so that we can show people what our Lord is.
这是神的心意,
this is the desire of God.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们有没有尽我们的责任?
Have we fulfilled our responsibility?
我们有没有接受主的托付?
Have we accepted this entrustment?
说活着为耶稣,
so that we live for Jesus.
能够把主当显出来,
so that we can manifest him.
那下面我要说花一点时间讲到怎样才能够把主当显出来。
Afterwards, I'm going to tell you how we can manifest the Lord.
当然上一次我是讲那个原则的。
Last time I was talking about principles.
这次我稍微详细地讲一点。
This time I will go into detail.
就是加拉太书那里所告诉19章和19第二章19和20节。
Which is found in Galatians 2, 19 and 20.
刚才我们已经念过了。
We have read this passage earlier.
所以我们不要再读。
So we don't need to read it again.
我想弟兄姊妹或者还有点印象。
you may have some memory of this verse.
头一件事情
First,
就是我们现在向着律法思量。
That we are through the law and die to the law.
我们就向着神活着。
That I might live to God.
这是最起码的一件事。
This is the minimum.
这是基本的一件事情。
This is a fundamental thing.
我们向着神是活的。
We are alive to God.
我们还没有得救之前。
Before we were saved.
那是我们不认识主。
We did not know the Lord.
以弗所书告诉我们说。
Ephesians tells us.
我们是死在罪恶过犯里面的人。
We're dead in our sins and transgressions.
我们是死的人。
We are dead people.
我们向着什么是死的呢？
What are we dead to?
我们向着神是死的。
We're dead to God.
我们不认识神。
We did not know God.
我们对神也没有感觉。
And we did not have any feelings for God.
我们也不会对神有什么反应的。
And we have no response.
因为我们根本是不认识他的。
Because we did not know him.
所以我们是死的。
Therefore, we were dead.
我们蒙恩得救之后。
After we were saved by grace.
我们在罪上已经死了。
We're dead to sin.
现在我们向着神活了。
That we might live to God.
所以我们一得救之后啊。
So immediately after we've been saved.
我们看见弟兄姊妹和从前完全不一样的。
We see that brothers and sisters are totally different now.
从前可能还是在反对神的。
Earlier, they were rebelling against God.
还是抵挡主的。
And they were opposing the Lord.
但是蒙恩得救之后啊。
But after they have been saved by grace.
整个信息就改变了。
Their whole being was changed.
那不仅是在承认有主。
Not only did they admit the existence of the Lord.
对主实在是感激不尽。
But they had, their hearts were filled with gratitude for the Lord.
一想到主手里头真是充满了欢喜快乐。
The minute they think about the Lord, their hearts is filled with joy.
我们向着神是活了。
Because they're alive to God.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们起码一件事。
This is a basic minimum.
所以怎样把主耶稣彰显出来呢？
So how do you manifest the Lord?
头一件事，你必须是活的。
First, you have to be alive.
向着神是活的。
You must be alive to God.
我们向着罪是死了。
And you have to be dead to sin.
向着什么律法要求也是死了。
And you're also dead to the requirements of the law.
但是向着神是活了。
However, you're alive to God.
这是最基本的一件事情。
This is the basic minimum.
我们必须要向着神是活的。
We have to be alive to God.
我们何时之间，我们不仅有交通。
Not only do we have fellowship.
并且我们对神有感觉。
We also have feelings of God.
我们知道我们神是活的神。
And we know that our God is a living God.
这是头一件事情。
This is the first thing.
第二件事情。
The second.
现在活着的。
Now I live.
不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ lives in me.
这现在第二步。
This is the second part.
现在知道一件事情。
We already know something.
我们既然蒙恩得救了。
We have been saved by grace.
我们得到永远的生命。
We have gotten eternal life.
但生命，基督就是我们的生命。
And Christ is our life.
所以现在我们有了主耶稣基督。
Therefore, we now have the Lord Jesus.
第二件事情，我们也知道主耶稣活着。
So we know that the Lord is alive.
他是活在我们里面的。
And he is living in us.
这第二。
This is the second issue.
第三件事情呢？
The third issue.
就是我们不仅知道主耶稣活着。
Not only do we know that Christ is alive.
我们今如今在肉身活着。
That the life which I now live in the flesh.
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
这就比可从前更进一步了。
This is a further advancement.
信神的儿子而活着。
Because I live by faith in the Son of God.
他活着就是凭着信心活着。
You live by faith.
不是凭着眼见。
It is not based on what your eyes can see.
信心在活着。
But you live by faith.
这是第三件事。
This is the third issue.
弟兄姊妹看见这里有三个活。
So brothers and sisters, you can see three references to life.
第一个活呢，就是向着神是活的。
First, you have to be alive to God.
第二个活呢，是基督在我里面活着。
Second is that Christ is alive in you.
第三个活呢，就是我在肉身活着，是凭着信心活着。
Thirdly, it is the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith.
那刚才我已经说过，头一个活那是最起码的。
I said earlier, the first being alive is the bare minimum.
指着我们蒙恩得救说的。
That refers to our salvation by grace.
但是我们活过来了。
That we have been alive again.
但是我们得救之后。
But after we've been saved.
我们常常得救，受了浸了之后，我们就离开了。
A lot of times after we're baptized, we leave.
我们没有再往深处去一点。
We do not go deeper.
若是我们往深处去一点。
If we go deeper.
我们就发现在我们里面有一位和我不一样。
We will know that there is someone inside us that is different from us.
这位呢常常和我有反对我。
And this person inside also opposes me.
我要说的话他不要我说。
Sometimes I want to say something and he wouldn't allow me.
我不要做的事情他要我去做。
And there are things I don't want to do and he wants to do. 他常
在里面呢这样子这样给我这样感动。
And he constantly urged me like
this. 那么好像是我的感觉。
It's as if they're my feelings.
又不像我的感觉。
But it's not like my feelings.
若是我的感觉的话呢
If it's totally based on my feelings.
那我可以拒绝他。
Then I can reject him.
他要我说我偏偏不说。
He wants me to say it, and I just don't say it.
他不要我说，我就是要说。
And he won't let me to say it, but I would just say it.
这是我自己的感觉嘛。
Because this is my own feeling.
但是事的结果不一样。
However, the end result is different.
从前你可以这样。
Previously, you
而现在却不是不行了。
Now you cannot do this.
当里面那一位不要你说的时候，你说出来的。
When the one inside you tells you not to say something, and you do,
又觉得很痛苦。
You feel that you're in agony.
没有平安。
You do not have peace.
这个和从前不一样。
This is different from what
was before. 慢慢你就发现了，那个感觉不是你，那个感觉乃基督在你里面活着。
Gradually, you would notice that it was not your feelings, but it was that of the Lord who was living in you.
所以弟兄姊妹，就是往深处去了。
So, brothers and sisters, you have stepped deeper.
体会到主耶稣基督活在他里面。
Now you can understand that the Lord is actually living in you.
所以他说不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So he said that it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
我们刚刚蒙恩得救。
When we were initially saved by grace.
那时候就像加拉太书第五章所说的。
As is what is said in Galatians 5.
你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
If you weren't rejected by Christ, would you have Christ in your heart?
那么这里给我们看见了，那我们不仅耶稣就在我们心里头。
Not only is Christ in our heart,
并且耶稣就活在我们心里头。
He is also living in our heart.
在我们里面是活的。
He is alive in our heart.
我们怎样知道他在里面是活着呢？
How do we know that he is alive in us?
有三方面的。
There are three aspects.
头一方面就是我们里头常常里头有一个吸引。
There's a constant attraction.
叫我们回到我们里面来亲近他。
That we can go inside and to draw near to him.
这是神的儿女啊，一个很特别的一件事。
This is a very unique characteristic of the children of God.
我们喜欢祷告。
We love to pray.
不是为了许多的事情祷告。
Not that we pray for matters.
我们刚刚蒙恩的就是我们还不晓得有这么多的事。
Because when we are first saved by grace, we don't know about all these things.
但是我们喜欢祷告。
However, we love to pray.
有时候在祷告的时候啊。
And in our prayers.
那就感觉到主就充满在我们里面。
And we feel that the Lord is filling us.
我们就喜乐得不得了。
And then we are so joyful.
那么这样的感觉呢，更吸引我们，让我们喜欢祷告。
And this feeling draws us even closer, and we want to love praying more.
享受那个感觉。
And we enjoy this feeling.
那个喜乐的感觉从来都没有享受过的。
Because we've never sensed this joy before.
现在是能够享受到。
Now we can enjoy it.
所以我们里面呢，就我们更喜欢呢，会在主面前祷告。
Therefore, this allows us to want to pray more before the Lord.
但是我们有一点难处。
But we have this difficulty.
我们到里面去祷，我们在主面前祷告啊，我们常常是为了寻找那个感觉。
A lot of times when we pray, we're looking for a feeling.
我从前怎么得到那个喜乐的感觉？
How I previously obtained that sense of joy.
我还要那个喜乐的感觉。
I wanted that sense of joy.
但是奇怪呀，就是得不着了。
But then I can't get it anymore.
一次失望了。
And so you're disappointed over and over.
第二次我们又失望了。
And then you're disappointed again.
第三次我们正要放弃的时候啊。
And then the third time when you're about to give up.
但是忽然间又来了。
Suddenly, the sense of joy comes back again.
又喜乐的感觉来。
And you have the sense of joy again.
所以又在挑旺我们一下。
So it stirs us.
所以我们又在喜欢祷告。
So now we want to pray again.
这是我们的一个错误。
This is our mistake.
我们应该记得一件事。
We have to remember one thing.
主要我们所寻找的不是那喜乐的感觉。
The Lord does not want us to seek after a sense of joy.
主要我们所寻找那是我们的主自己。
He wants us to seek after Him Himself.
主所以吸引我们，那不是要我们去追求那些喜乐的感觉。
The Lord draws us not to follow those senses of joy.
或者外面的一切的表现。
Or any outward manifestation.
主乃是吸引我们到他的面前来。
But the Lord wants to draw us before He Himself.
来亲近他。
To draw near to Him.
因为这是他所最宝贵的。
This is what he treasures the most.
你知道好多弟兄姊妹用主蒙恩得救了。
Many brothers and sisters have been saved by grace.
主在我们里面。
And they know that the Lord is in them.
但是我们从来不理他呢。
But they don't have any dealings with him.
他要坐在客厅里面客人一样。
It's like a guest in your living room.
那我们做要做是什么事，我们就做什么事。
Whatever you want to do, you just do.
我们就把那客人摆在一边。
And we leave the guest aside.
客人还照顾他一下。
Sometimes we take care of our guests.
对不起，我不能陪你啊。
But then we say to the Lord, I can't accompany you.
因为现在忙得不得了。
Because I'm very busy.
那住在我们里头，我们连招呼也不招呼啊。
And so the Lord is inside us. We don't even greet him.
我们就去做这做那一件事情。
And we do this and do that.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当然，主也喜欢我们做许多事。
The Lord loves us when we do things.
他不要我们做个懒惰的人呢。
They don't want. He doesn't want us to be a lazy people.
弟兄姊妹，你知道主更喜悦的一件事。
But you need to know that what delights him more.
喜欢我们亲近他。
Is to draw near to him.
在他面前靠一靠他。
So we can draw near to him.
在他面前那个摸一摸他。
And we can touch him before him.
他喜欢我们亲近他。
He desires for us to draw near to him.
这是像许多做父母的。
This is like many people who are parents.
当我想到这件事，我又想到从前很多年以前的一个一件事。
This reminded me of something that happened many many years ago.
我记得好像跟弟兄这边讲过。
I think I may have mentioned this to brothers.
不过那是很早以前呢。
This is many many years ago.
在我小的时候了，我半夜的醒过来，常常啊是被一个哭的声音在吵醒了。
When I was young, when I was waken up in the middle of the night, I was always disturbed by some crying noises.
苏醒之后，我就知道听见我妈妈在那儿哭。
After I woke up, I realized that it was my mother who was crying.
我说妈妈，你这不睡觉，这哭什么呢？
So I said, Mom, you wouldn't sleep and you're crying. Why?
她说我想你哥哥。
She said, I'm thinking about your brother.
那是我哥哥到南方去读书去。
At the time, my older brother was studying in the south.
偶尔再来一封信。
Occasionally, he would bring a letter back.
但是他说我想你哥哥。
And she said, I miss your brother.
我说你不要想他嘛。
I said, don't think about him.
现在他总是有回信来的，他还是平安的嘛。
He will always send letters to you, and he is in peace.
但我喜欢他在我旁边。
My mother said that I want him to be near me.
我说他在外面去读书啊。
But I said he is studying.
读完书之后，他要做事情。
After he after his studies, he will start a job.
那时候他会把你接到他那里去了。
Then he will take you to him.
他说不。
And my mother said,
他说我喜欢他现在在这儿。
Oh, I want him to be here, close by to me.
其实我的哥哥呢，和他呀，感觉并不太好。
Actually, my older brother did not get along with my mother too well.
据我记忆里说，想啊，他在那个在家的时候，常常吵架，跟妈妈吵架。
As far as I can remember, my older brother constantly argued with my mother when he was home.
虽然是这样，好像妈妈都忘记了。
Despite all these things, my mother has forgotten all these things.
是这一件事，他不在。
The only thing that concerned her is that he was not there. And I missed him.
我喜欢他在旁边。
And I want his presence.
他说我不喜欢他读书。
I don't want him to study.
我喜欢他在我旁边。
I want him to be next to me.
弟兄姊妹，这说出一个父母亲的心呢。
Brothers and sisters, this shows the heart of the parent.
很多时候儿女会忘记父母亲呢。
A lot of times children will forget the parents.
但是父母亲不会忘记儿女。
But the parents will not forget about their children.
他总是想着儿女。
They always think about their children.
我们主的心就是这样。
This is the heart of our Lord too.
他是那样想到我们。
He thinks about us constantly.
喜欢我们亲近他。
He desires us to draw near to him.
喜欢我们靠过他。
He desires us to get closer.
我们把许多难处告诉他。
He desires for us to tell him many, many of our difficulties.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他就这样喜欢我们。
And he loves us so.
你知道圣经里头啊。
You know that in the Bible.
有好多应许。
There are many, many promises.
就是说你们亲近我，我就必亲近你们。
The Lord said, draw near to me and I will draw near to you.
只要你们到我这里来，我就亲近你们。
If you come near to me, I will come near to you.
也有地方说到，我必不丢弃你。
And then in other places it talks about, I will not forsake you.
也不撇下你。
And I will not leave you behind.
也有地方说到，他说我要与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
And then there are also other verses that says that I will be with you till the end of time.
姊妹，这是主的应许。
Brothers and sisters, these are promises of the Lord.
他要在我们里头永远和我们在一起的。
He wants to be with us inside us forever.
不离开我们的。
He will not depart from us.
所以他最喜欢的一点就是我们能够亲近他。
So the things that he desires most is for us to draw near to him.
能够和他在一起。
And that we can be with him.
这是主最喜欢的一件事情。
This is the thing that delights him most.
当然也是我们的喜乐。
this is also our delight.
若是我们每一次我们不是寻求感觉。
If each time we're not seeking after a feeling,
我们也不是为了许多事情在而祷告。
And we're not also seeking after this or that thing.
我们也不是寻求一个这个怎样的一个喜乐。
And we're not also seeking after joy.
我们乃是需要进我们寻求主。
And we're seeking after him, the Lord.
就说你们寻找的就必给你们寻见。
And you who seek, you shall find.
你们叩门的我就必给你们开门。
Knock and I will open the door.
只要我们寻找他。
If we seek him in this manner,
他就会向我们显现。
He will manifest himself to
us. 只要我们叩门。
And we knock on the door.
他就把门打开。
And he will open the door.
他说我要与他，他与我一同作席。
And I will be with him and we will sup together.
这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
这是他的心。
This is his heart.
说弟兄姊妹，主活在我们里面。
So the Lord is living in our
heart. 头一件事就是他用爱和爱吸引我们。
The first thing is that he uses his love to draw us.
要我们回到他的里，回到里面来，来亲近他。
So that we can go inside and draw near to him.
我们不要回到思想里头。
So that we don't go back to our thoughts.
我们也不要回到外面的感觉里面。
And we're not going back to feelings.
我们要回到我们灵的深处。
We have to go into the deepest spirit.
因为他就住在我们里面。
Because he lives in there.
只要我们回到我们里面。
If we go in there.
我们就能摸到他。
Then we can touch him.
你说我活在里面。我怎么摸不着呢？
You can say that I live there and I can't touch him.
因为你不信。
Because you do not believe.
我们要信。
We have to believe.
主既然说了。
The Lord has said so.
他不撇下我们。
He will not depart us.
也不丢弃我们。
And he will not forsake us.
他既然说了。
Because he has said so.
他与我们同在。
He will be with us.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of time.
他不会离开我们的。
He will not leave us.
不会说的话不算数的。
His words will not come back in vain.
所以我们回到里面，我们相信主啊，你就在这里。
So if we go inside, he will be there.
你就看见真的主就在那里。
And truly the Lord is there.
所以你就可以摸到他。
And you can touch him.
你可亲近他。
And you can draw close to him.
你可和他有甜美的交通。
And you can have sweet fellowship with him.
也可享受他一切的丰富。
And you can enjoy all his abundance.
这是头一件事情。
This is the first issue.
第二件事。
Secondly.
就主在我们里面。
The Lord is in us.
他在一切事情上常常带着我们。
In all matters, he leads us.
就像我刚才所说的。
Just like what I said earlier.
我们说话也不能随便说。
We can't make any casual.
我们做事情也不能随便做。
We can't do anything of our will.
我们不能随着我们自己喜好。
We cannot do anything according to our own will.
可以像从前一样。
We cannot be like what we were before.
但是里头有一位在那儿矫正我们的。
But then inside we would have internal struggle.
在里面管制我们的。
There will be things constraining us.
那就是那位爱我们的主。
That was the Lord who loves us.
他在里面管制我们。
He is constraining us.
有时候我们把话语说得太夸大其词。
Sometimes we exaggerate some things.
没有那个把事情夸大了。
And we exaggerate things.
他里面就告诉我们，不是这么大。
And he would tell you inside, it is not so exaggerated.
那你说不下去了。
And then you can't say anything anymore.
不仅说不下去了。
Not only can you continue.
你告诉他们不是这么大。
And he would also tell you, it's not as you have exaggerated.
这个就难一点了。
This is harder.
因为刚才的确是为了开玩笑。
Because earlier you were just playing a joke.
大家笑一笑。
It's just for a laugh.
现在又要告诉说不是这回事。
Now you have to tell everybody it is not as you have exaggerated.
岂不是很煞风景吗？
This is hard.
并且也不好意思的。
And you would also be embarrassed.
但是里头就催促你要。
However, there's this urging inside.
所以你看见我们说话不方便了。
So you can see that it is not easy for us to say anything.
行动也不方便。
It is not easy for us to act.
从前我们也许最喜欢跑电影院看电影。
Earlier, we might like to watch movies.
那么现在呢？你要去的时候啊。
Now, when you want to go,
里头就觉得不要去了。
Inside, it doesn't want to go.
当你在买票的时候啊
，as you're buying the ticket,
你就东张西望的。
You look around.
那看看有没有弟兄姊妹看。
There are other brothers and sisters around.
偷偷摸摸好像买了一张啊。
And you secretly sneaked out a ticket.
就进去看了。
And you go inside the theater.
这里看的时候里头真是不舒服啊。
As you watch the movie, inside it is really an agony.
那银幕上演什么你都不知道了。
You don't even know what's on the screen.
就知道你很不舒服。
You only know that you're uncomfortable.
那个催促你快点出去，快点出去。
It's urging you to leave quickly.
离开这个地方。
To leave this place.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
说我们和从前不一样了。
So we are unlike what we were before.
我们行动不那样自由了。
We were not free to act the way we like.
这个和几位弟兄这边读以西结书的时候
We are studying Ezekiel with some brothers and sisters.
我们读到以西结四十七章
We read to Ezekiel 47.
那里说到活水的江河
It talks about the living water.
怎样从圣殿流出来
It's flowing from the east.
经过祭坛
Flowing past the altar.
经过门槛
Through the threshold.
经过门槛的经过祭坛
From the house to the altar.
那么然后就流从东门流出来了。
And then it flows out from the east door.
那以西结告诉我们说，他的意象当中啊，有人带他从北门呢，就绕到东门那里。
In his vision, Ezekiel told us that someone walked from the northern door to the eastern door.
那他就量这个水。
And he's measuring the depth of the water.
量了一千肘。
It was 1,000 cubits.
那以西就趟过这水。
And then he led me through the water.
啊，趟水的时候啊。
As he led me through the water,
那水也到花子骨。
The water reached the ankles.
当然，现在行动不方便了。
Of course, it's hard to act.
从前在干地，在那在干地上面呢。
Earlier, you were walking on dry land.
你怎样走就怎样走。
You can walk any way you want.
而现在不行了。
Now it is not like.
现在下面有水啊。
Because there's water.
总是不方便。
It is inconvenient.
弟兄姊妹，这就像我们刚刚蒙恩得救。
Brothers and sisters, this is like when we were first saved by grace. 现在
说话也不方便了。
We cannot say anything we like.
做事也不方便。
We cannot do anything we like.
因为里面有一位在一直在矫正我们。
Because there's something, someone inside who is correcting you constantly.
若是你顺着他的矫正。
If you follow his correction.
那活水就一直往前去。
Then the water
并且越流越深
and then the water would go deeper and deeper
越流越广
and it would go wider and wider
到末了说这个活水就叫所有的东西都活过来
ultimately the living water caused all creatures to be alive 甚至
叫那沿海啊都变成甜水
even the salty sea becomes sweet water
整个情都改变
this is a totally change
若是你们有顺着他的话
if you do not obey him
那你就停在那地方就停在那里。
Then you stop there.
那水就不能往前流。
And the water cannot flow forward.
水还是流，但是你不能往前去。
The water is going forward, but you're not going forward.
你停在那里了。
You stop there.
你就没有看不见那个水的果效。
You cannot see the effect of the water. 所
以弟兄姊妹，我们虽然是不方便。
Brothers and sisters, even though it is so inconvenient.
但是我们还要那顺服那水流。
We still have to follow the flow of the water.
它怎样流，我们怎样来跟随。
However it flows, we will follow.
这是主在我们里头所给我们的带领。
This is the leading.That the Lord has given us.
无论怎样带领我们
however way He leads you,
让我们来跟随他
let us follow Him.
无论来带我们到何地
no matter where He leads you,
也让我们跟随他
let us follow Him.
无论他要我们讲，我们就讲；他不让我们讲，我们就不讲。
If He doesn't allow us to speak, we don't speak. If He doesn't want us to act, we
don't act. 有时候你讲话讲的太多了。
Sometimes you talk too much.
主说停停，差不多了。
The Lord said, you can stop here.
那你就停一停。
Then you should stop.
这是一个最蒙恩的。
This is the most blessed person.
当你这样顺服主的感觉的时候、啊、
As you obey the leading of the Lord.
那主在里头不仅是很舒畅。
Not only the Lord would feel very good.
并且那个主的属灵生命在增长。
And the life of the life of Lord would also increase.
说要学的功课。
This is everyone who has been saved by grace.
必须要顺服里面的感觉。
You have to obey the feeling.
他怎样拦住我们
？How he satisfies you?
我们就怎样不喜欢。
However it leads you, you will not enjoy it. But you will still have to submit.
那这样的话呢，我们属灵生命的增长。
In this manner, you can increase your spiritual life.
我常常感觉到有一件事是最叫我灰心，叫我失望的。
There's one thing that I constantly feel would discourage me all the time.
就是没有绝对的那个顺服里面的感觉。
Which is I have not absolutely submit to the feeling.
所以今天和主的关系不是那儿亲密。
Therefore, my relationship with the Lord is not that close.
活水也没有那儿涌流。
And there's no living water gushing through.
只是希望我们弟兄姊妹，我们都学习做一个绝对顺服里面的感觉。
So I hope all the brothers and sisters can absolutely yield to the leading of the Lord.
怎样拦住我们？
However, he opposes you.
我们就顺服。
Then you submit.
无论我们怎样喜欢不喜欢。
Whether you like it or not.
我们都是要顺服他。
We all have to obey him.
因为知道这一位拦住我们的。
Because we know that he who opposes us.
不光是一个生命的感觉。
It's not just a feeling.
乃是我们的主。
But it is his Lord.
他在里头拦住我们。
The Lord is opposing us.
为什么拦住我们呢
？Why would the Lord oppose us?
因为他知道。你这样做是怎样？你那样，你不这样做，将来也怎样
？Because he knows if you do this, it'll be like this. If you don't do this, in the future,
我们只看见现在的，他看见将来。
We can only see the present, but he can see the future.
他就常常在这拦住我们。
So constantly he's opposing us.
第三件事情。
Third.
就是他引导我们。
That he is leading us.
他也带着我们，让我们知道怎样的走。
He leads us so that we know what path to take.
也让我们知道怎样的说。
He lets us know what to say.
若是我们跟随他的引导。
If we follow his leading,
你看这活水就在涌流出来。
You can see the living water gushing out.
我们心里头就满了光明。
And then our heart is filled with light.
所以我们不是随着我们自己意思而行走。
So we do not walk according to our own liking.
我们是跟随圣灵的带领。
But we follow the leading of the Holy Spirit.
以色列人他们从埃及出来之后。
After the Israelites left Egypt.
神就用云柱火柱来带领他们。
God led them by the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire.
那一条路是他们从来都没有走过的。
Even though this was a path that they've never taken before.
并且是旷野道路。
It was also a path in the wilderness.
不仅是没有吃的。
Not only did they have nothing to eat.
他们也没有喝的。
They did not have anything to drink.
但是他们只负一个责任。
However, they only have one responsibility.
就是跟随云柱和火柱。
That is to follow the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire.
当他们这样跟随的时候。
As they followed in this manner.
就看见那个玛拿就从天上降下来。
They saw that a manna descended from heaven.
看着活水从磐石里面流出来。
And they saw living water gushing out from rock.
神叫不可能的环境。
Even impossible situations.
都变成可能。
Become possibilities.
说弟兄姊妹。
So、sisters,
我们只负责的事情
we are only responsible for one thing,
就跟随云柱和火柱
which is to follow the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire
跟随我里面的带领
and follow the leading inside
主怎样带领我们
as the Lord leads us
我们就怎样的顺服
we submit
你就看见我们里面就常常有生命的粮食
therefore we constantly have this bread of life
我们里面也常常有活水的江河
and we also have this living water
不仅解除我们的个人坎坷
Not only does it it's a solution to our own personal thirst.
许多人得到满足。
It also satisfies many, many people.
这是第三方面。
This is the third aspect.
这是主住在主活在我们里面第三种。
This is the third aspect of how the Lord is living in us.
有三个活。
Earlier we said that there are two references to being alive.
第二活向着神活着。
Secondly, we are alive to God.
第二活是基督活在我里面。
The first one is alive to God. Secondly, is Christ living in you.
你让基督一直活在你里面。
Christ is living in you.
不要杀死你里面的感觉。
Do not quench the feeling.
消灭里面的感动。
Do not quench the
spirit. 不是这样的话，你会里面就会变得渐渐的变得麻木了。
Otherwise, you will become numb inside.
我们要跟随里面的感觉。
We have to follow the feelings inside.
里面一直都是满了光的。
Because inside it would then
be
filled with light.
都是满了感觉的。
Then it's filled with feelings.
圣灵怎样感动，我们就马上就知道了。
However the Lord touches us, then we know immediately.
第三就是引导。
Third is leading.
这是在主婆他们里面。
That is the Lord living.
下面要讲第三个活。
So I have to talk about the third living.
第二活是主活在里头。
The first living is the Lord living in us.
第三个活是信神的儿子而活。
The third living is for us to live by faith in the Son of God.
很重要的一件事。
This is a very important thing.
特别在属灵上长进的时候。
Particularly when we're making progress.
我们要学习一件事情，就信神的儿子而活。
We have to learn to live by faith in the Son of God.
不要信我们所看见的。
We do not have to live by what
we see. 也不要信我们所有的。
And live by faith by what we have.
我们相信神的儿子。
But we have to live by faith in the Son of God.
虽然你软弱，
even though you may be weak,
但是主耶稣不软弱。
But the Lord is not.
主耶稣是刚强的。
The Lord is strong.
虽然你没有，
even though
主耶稣是万有的。
But He has everything.
所以我们要把我们的信心抛锚在主的身上。
So therefore, we have to anchor our faith in the Lord.
不要在我们个人身上。
And we do not anchor our
faith in our individual or in circumstances.
也不要在环境
上上面。我们只要相信主耶稣。
We only believe in the Lord.
这是我们生活的秘诀。
This is the secret to our life.
若是我们这样相信主的时候，
if we believe in the Lord in this manner,
你就看见那位主从我们里头活出来了。
Then you can see that the Lord is lifted out through us.
从我们里面要彰显出来。
And He is manifested through us.
你还记得以色列人他们在旷野行路？
You remember that the Israelites were moving in the wilderness.
他们走到加底斯巴尼亚那个地方。
They went to Cardia Barnea.
差不多走了两年路程啊。
They have walked for 2 years.
那个加底斯巴尼亚已经到了迦南地的边界了。
This Cardia Barnea is near the land of Canaan.
他们一过去就到了迦南地。
After they crossed it, they would enter into the land of Canaan.
神所应许给他们的地方。
That is the promised land of God.
他们那时候对摩西说。
But then they said to Moses,
就你我你好不好允许我们派十二个人呢到里面去看一看到底怎么回事情
Will you allow us to send 12 spies to go in there?
第一要看看那地方到底丰富不丰富
We want to see whether it is abundant over there.
谁说是迦南牛奶与蜜之地
God says it is a land flowing with milk and honey.
那我们看到这怎样丰富
If we see that it is abundant,
我们要看看
then we want to see it.
那我们就相信
Then we'll believe.
第二件事情我们看从哪里走
And we also want to see how we can get in there.
第三件事情我们看看呢那里的城墙是不是高大的
And then we also want to see whether the walls over there are tall.
那里人呢是不是强壮的
And whether those inhabitants are strong.
那我们要跟他们打仗的时候啊
If we have to get into battle with them.
我们总是要知彼知己
We need to know ourselves and know them.
我们知道他们情形
We know their condition.
我们也知道我们的光景。
And we know our condition.
那我们就知道该怎样做。
Then we know what to do.
这摩西啊，就以这话为美。
So the Moses also thought it was good.
就我就想，摩西真是闯了个大祸了。
I thought that Moses had made a huge mistake.
就是因为摩西以这话为美啊。
Because he thought it was good.
答应他们的要求。
And he promised their
所以又害了以色列在旷野又漂流38年。
And so the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
可以进到迦南地去了。
Previously, they could have entered into the land of Canaan.
现在他们又绕回在旷野绕了圈子绕了38年。
But then now they have to wander circling for 38 years.
那实在是害了大事情了。
This is indeed a grave mistake.
摩西就准许他们。
Moses allowed them.
好吧，那你们去吧。
And so go.
他们需要不需要去？
Do they need to go?
不需要去。
They don't need to go.
为什么缘故？
For what purpose?
神既然说了那是牛奶与蜜之地。
If the Lord has said that this is a land,
那是丰富之地。我们就需要凭着信心。
Then by faith.
虽然我们没有看见。
Even though you haven't seen with
your eyes. 在旷野里头所看见都是旷野。
Because what you see in the wilderness is all wilderness.
没有什么出产。
There's no produce.
那个地方是不是牛奶与蜜之地呢
？So is that place really a land flowing with milk and honey?
那就神既然这样说，是我们就相信神。
But if the Lord said so, we have to believe.
我们不要去凭要看。
We don't have to see it with our eyes.
很多时候我们若没有看见呢，我们就信；我们若没有看见，我们就不信。
A lot of times when we cannot see with our eyes, we cannot believe.
主耶稣对迪图马的多马说呀。
The Lord said to Thomas of Didymus.
我说错了，主耶稣对那个。拿单也讲。
The Lord said to Nathaniel.
那没有看见就信的更有福了。
He who have not seen but believe, he is blessed.
若是我们没有看见的，神话这样说了，我们就相信。
If you can't see it by your eyes, but you but
God's word is like this and
you believe.
但你相信主的话语。
Even if you haven't seen, you believe in
the word of God. 弟兄姊妹，这是我们生活的原则。
This is our principle by which we
live. 我们相信主既然说那是牛奶与蜜之地。
If the Lord said this is a land flowing with
milk and honey, 一定是牛奶与蜜之地。
This is surely a land flowing with milk and honey. Secondly,
那我们既然是主他那个云柱火柱带领我们。
Because he is leading us by the pillars of cloud and fire.
不要去看要走要该走什么路才合适。
We don't have to know which route to take.
圣跟随云柱火柱的带领。
Just follow the pillars of cloud and pillars of fire.
他怎样带领我们，你又怎样跟随。
As he leads us, we follow.
在旷野里头这样带领我们。
He lead us like this in the wilderness.
到迦南之后，他就不带领我们吗
？Would he forsake us in the land of Canaan?
他还是会带领我们的。
Of course, he'll lead us.
我们只要相信他的带领。
If we believe in his leading,
我们不必去看从哪条路进去呢
？We do not have to study the route to get into the land. Thirdly,
就是他们要看看人是不是强壮。
You have to see whether the inhabitants are strong.
知道他们的那个军力如何。
To see how strong the army is.
他们城墙是不是宽大的
？And whether their walls were tall.
弟兄姊妹。他们相信那个万军之耶和华与他们同在。
Do they not believe that the Lord of hosts is with them?
有什么能力那个大过这个能力呢
？What power can be greater than that?
有什么那个敌人那个能够抵挡这一位万军之耶和华呢
？What enemy can oppose the Lord of all hosts?
所以神若是帮助我们的话
，If the Lord is with us,
有什么能抵挡我们
？What can be against us?
相信主的话。
Believe in the word of God.
不要相信我们的实力。
Do not believe in your own
strength. 也不要看那个敌人到底怎样。
And do not even look at the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，他们难处就是因为不信了。
Their difficulty is that they have disbelief.
所以主给他们看见说，他们不能进到迦南的缘故。
So the Lord shows us the reason why they could not get into the land of Canaan.
就是因为不信。
was because of unbelief.
这是我们生活的原则。
This is the principle by which we live.
主已经带领我们这么长久的时间了。
The Lord has led us for such a long time.
那么我们对主有这么多的经历。
And we have so many experiences.
我们该凭着信心活的。
So we live by faith.
相信我们的主。
We believe in our Lord.
虽然我软弱。
Even though we're weak.
他是刚强的。
He is strong.
虽然我有病。
Even though I have illness.
主耶稣是强壮的。
But the Lord is strong.
说弟兄们，因着信心的缘故。
Because of faith.
许多难处我们都越过去了。
We would get over many difficulties.
那许多我们不能胜过，我们都胜过了。
And we can overcome many things that we cannot overcome.
这是我们相信的，乃是在于万军的耶和华。
We have to believe in the Lord of the all hosts.
这样为全主全能全丰的。
The Lord who is all abundant.
你无论需要什么
whatever you need,
他就是你的一切。
He will be your everything.
不要看环境。
Do not look at the
circumstances. 也不要看你自己的光景。
Do not also look at the condition of yourself.
也不要看别人。
And don't look at other people.
我们只要望断一句耶稣。
All we need to is to fix our eyes on Jesus.
我们单单的注目在主的身上。
We only fix our eyes on Him.
那我们就能够一直往前。
Then we can proceed forward.
说亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是我们生活的第三个原则。
This is our third principle by which we live.
要凭着信心活着。
We have to live by faith.
信神的儿子而活。
Live by faith in the Son of God.
我今天的肉身活着是因着信神的儿子而活。
Today, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God.
这位神的儿子怎样的呢
What is the Son of God?
他是爱我。
He loved us.
为我舍己。
And he delivered himself up for us.
他不仅把命为我牺牲了。
Not only did he give up his life,
这个蛇也可分把它给了我们。
He has also given his life to us.
他因为爱我们的缘故。
Because his love for us.
他把自己完全给了我们。
He has given himself entirely
to us. 今天在我们里面。
And he is inside us.
成为我们一切的供应。
And is the supply of everything.
我们只要相信他。
As long as we believe in him.
让神的丰富。
Then God's abundance.
神的能力。
God's power,
神的荣耀,
God's glory,
所有一切,
everything of God,
都要从我们身上活出来,
will be alive in us,
要从我们身上彰显出来,
and will be manifested through us.
这是我们为主而活的原则。
This is the principle by which we live for God.
若是我们这样为主而活,
if we live for Christ in this manner,
从我们身上活出来的话,
and the Lord is manifested through us,
要必须要记住这三个活。
We have to remember these three living.
我们要向神活的。
We have to be alive to God.
第二，我们要这个看见我们主是活在我们里面。
And we have to see that our Lord is alive in us.
现在活到不再是我。
And it is no longer I who live.
那我到哪里去了呢
？Then where's I?
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活到不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ who lives in me.
第三。
Thirdly.
乃是如今在肉身活着。
The life that I now live in the flesh.
我是因着信神的儿子而活。
Is by faith in the Son of God. He loved me.
把基督给了我。
And he delivered himself up for me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们生活的原则。
This is the principle by which we live.
这是我们为主而活的秘诀。
This is the secret by which we live for
the Lord. 这是我们能够活着，能够把主彰显出来的秘诀。
This is the secret by which we can manifest the Lord.
但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们都能记得三方面的活。
So that we can all remember these three being alive.
好叫我们在地上能够成为主耶稣的见证。
So that we can be the testimony of the Lord on this earth.
能够把我们主在这彰显出来。
So that we can manifest our Lord.
表现出来。
So that we can represent him.
让世人
so that people in the world,
让所有执政的掌权的
so all people in the power and principality,
一切黑暗的权势
all the darkness and dominion,
都看见我们的神的智慧是何等的浩大
would see the infinite wisdom of our God.
他把我们这样一个软弱的人
he has used such a weak people,
带到一个地步
to bring us to such an extent,
使我们成为这样的荣耀
so that we can be glorious,
并且能够彰显神的儿子
and that we can manifest the Son of God,
成为他的活表现
so that we can be the lively manifestation of him.
这是神的智慧
this is the wisdom of God.
这是神的恩典
this is the grace of God.
他要把这条路已指给我们
he has show forth this path.
但愿我们都活在这些路上
may we all live in this path.
我们低头就祷告
let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们把这一点话交在主的手里面。
Lord, we give these words in your hands.
出于我们自己的，求你用血遮盖。
Because it is out of our own mouth.
出于主的，但愿主当的话都能种在我们里面。
But if it is words from you, then please plant them in our heart.
能够像生命的种子一样。
It is like a seed of life.
能够在我们里面发芽、生长、长大。
And it would sprout, it would grow up.
能够开花，能够结出果实来。
And it can bear flowers and bear fruit.
主，我们把我们弟兄姊妹都交在主的手中。
Lord, we give all the brothers and sisters in your gracious
hands. 让我们在这一条路上一同来跟随你。
So that we can all follow you in this path.
一同来走，学习走在这条路上。 上。
So that we all learn to walk in this path.
不管我们时日还有多少。
No matter how much time we have.
让不离开你的道路。
We do not depart from this path.
你既然是活在我们里面。
Because you live in us.
让我们真正体贴我们的主的心意。
May we be mindful of our Lord's heart.
让我们时常在那儿亲近主。
So that we can constantly draw near to Him.
也顺服主的矫正。
And so that we can also obey His correction.
跟随主的带领。
So that we can obey His leading.
主啊，让我们也学习凭着信心活着。
Lord, may us learn to live by faith.
不凭着眼见。
It is not based on what our eyes can see.
是凭着信心。
But by faith.
亲爱的主耶稣基督。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ.
你是信实的。
You are faithful.
我们怎样相信。
As we believe.
因你做怎样的成就。
You will surely accomplish.
因为你所喜欢的就是我们的信心和顺服。
Because you desire in our faith and our submission.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
May you hear our words of prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus we pray.
Amen.